结果。
The topic takes from this Bible verse.
今天的题目是从这个圣经章节里面拿出来的。
That God promised the house of Judah.
这是神对于犹大家的应许。
Even though you have run away from all this trouble and calamity, but you'll come back.
虽然他们要逃避所有的灾难，可是他们也是还要回来。
At that time, the king of Assyria came to attack the land of Israel.
在当时亚述王他攻击了。也占领了这个以色列国。
So the land is desolated.
所以当时的人他们都四处逃跑。
Sometimes they even have to run away for their life.
有些人他们为了逃命跑去别的地方。
But God promised them.
可是神这样子应许他们。
This trouble will end very soon.
这种这样子的灾难将会很快的结束。
But God gives them a sign to prove to them that God is with them.
神给了他们一个预兆，让他们可以知道神与他们同在。
From verse 30, tell us what is that sign.
三十节就告诉我们那个预兆是什么。
He said, "This year you eat what grow naturally from the ground."
他说，在这一 this year 今年你们要是滋生的。
Even next year, you don't have to farm anything. You just eat whatever produced from the ground.
明年也不需要耕种，也是从地里面所出的就去吃就是了。
But from the year onwards.You have to farm.
可是过了以后呢，你们却要去耕种。
And then you have to farm the vineyard and eat the fruit.
而且要栽种、栽植葡萄园，吃其中的果子。
And then verse 31 tells us you have to bear fruit, you have to take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
三十一节告诉我们，就是他们人要往下扎根，向上结果。
So historically speaking, is to tell us that God is with the people of Judah.
所以从历史的角度，我们可以看到神与他的选民同在。
Even time is very tough.
虽然当时非常困难。
Even they don't even have time to farm.
甚至他们没有时间耕种。
Because the enemy attacked them, they have to run away for their life.
因为敌人不断的攻击，他们要不断的逃避。
Because of this extraordinary time.
因为这种这样子极困难的状况。
God will take care of their life.
神会看顾他们的生命。
Even you don't farm, but you still eat something from the land.
虽然没有耕种，可是还能够从地里面所出来的。
This is to show God's grace to us.
这可以看出神给我们的恩典。
Sometimes we look at our life, we work so hard.
有时我们看我们的一生，我们一生这么努力工作。
But sometimes we face difficulties.
面对困难。
You know, sometimes the economy is not good.
经济不景。
It's not easy to get jobs.
非常难寻找工作。
Or we just graduated.
或者我们刚刚毕业出来。
Or we just moved to this new land.
或者是刚刚移民到这个新的地方。
No, sometimes financially it's very tight.
在经济上来说是非常的紧绷。
But if you look back, all those years when you were very tight, you still survive.
可是当我们回头一看，虽然那些年是多么的困难，可是我们还是能够过得去。
Even though it was tight, but you never lacked the basics.
虽然非常的困难，可是基本的需要却没有缺少。
We never hungered to death.
没有因此而饿死。
Even though we were poor, but we are still okay.
我们虽然贫穷，可是还能够过得去。
But now we thank God we have come back. We have enjoyed a good life under the grace of God.
感谢神，现在在神的恩典下，我们归回了我们。现在过一个好的生活了。
So just like at the beginning, we eat from the ground. Even though we didn't farm, we still enjoy it.
就好像从前，虽然没有耕种，还是能够吃从地里面所出来的。
But in the long term, you cannot rely on that special grace.
可是长远来说，却不能够常常依赖这种这样子的恩典。
Even though God take care of you in extraordinary time.
虽然神在非常时期看顾我们。
You still have to work hard.
我们还需要努力工作。
You cannot just always wait for a miracle to happen.
不能够常常坐在那边等待这个
奇迹
发生。
You cannot wait for the government to supply.
也不能够常常等待政府给我们这个帮助。
In the long term, we have to think how to support ourselves.
在长远来说，我们必须要打算怎么来自力更生。
Especially we are young people.
尤其是年轻的人。
We cannot always eat from our parents.
不能够常常只是吃父母的。
Sometimes some young people have the mentality, you know, why do I have to work? No, I have parents.
有些年轻人他们可能会这样子想，为什么我需要工作呢？我的父母都有钱可以给我。
My mother, my father support me.
我的父母都可以支持我。
That's not a good thinking.
这样子的想法是不好的。
Even though at the beginning we rely on our parents, we eat from the ground.
虽然在开始的时候我们是依赖我们的父母，我们吃从地里面长出来的。
But in the long term, you have to know how to farm for yourself.
可是长远来说，我们还是要懂得自己耕种。
Now, spiritually speaking,
从属灵的角度来看，
what does it tell us?
这告诉我们什么呢？
Maybe after you believe in Christ,
我们信主了以后，
the first year, the second year,
第一年第二年，
no, people take care of you.
有人在照顾我们，
well,
看顾我们。
You come to church, people greet you, people take care of you.
你来到教会，有人会跟你打招呼，帮助你。
You really enjoy being a new member.
作为一个新的信徒，我们觉得那种感觉非常的好。
Because we don't know much.
因为我们 很多东西都不懂。
So everything is made ready for us, just like spoon feeding us.
那就有人这样帮助我们把东西都预备好给我们。
And we receive so much God's grace.
我们领受了神很多的恩典。
Even you don't labor, but you still get something.
虽然没有付出努力，可是还是能够得到。
But in the long run, God expecting us to farm.
可是长远来说，神却等待着我们要去耕种。
This means you have to work on your salvation.
就是说我们要努力做成自己得救的功夫。
Just like in a few months' time, spring will come. Even though it's still a little bit early to talk about that with that kind of weather, but in a few months' time, spring will come.
虽然现在如果讲春天可能是很早，可是过了两个月、两三个月以后春天终会来临。
If you want to receive something in the summer or in the fall, you have to work in the spring.
如果你要在夏天的时候能够从地地里面长出来的，那在春天就要开始工作了。
It's the same. If you want your faith to grow, to bear fruit, then you have to work on it now.
同样的，如果我们要我们的信仰能够增长，能够结出果子，我们就要开始现在努力。
So what is the things that God expects us to do?
那神他对我们的要求是什么呢
？It's verse 31.
第31节。
That we have to take root downward and bear fruit upwards.
就是要往下扎根，向上结果。
That is what God expects.
这就是神对我们的要求。
We cannot occupy a land, a place, but bear no fruit.
我们不能够只摆占一个土地，却没有结果子。
You know, being a Christian doesn't mean that you only come to receive God's grace.
作为一个基督徒，不只是单来教会领受恩典而已。
If you think that, oh, I'm a Christian, I'm children of God, my duty is come once a week on a Sabbath day, enjoy the lunch, we fellowship with the brother and sister,Listen one sermon, and there's a Christian life. Sorry, you are terribly wrong.
那如果你认为作为一个基督徒，那你只是一个礼拜来教会一次，来这里跟弟兄姐妹们吃吃饭，团契一下，听一堂道理，然后就走了。对不起，你这种想法是错误的。
Because this is not what Jesus tells us.
因为这不是主耶稣告诉我们的。
Jesus said every tree have to bear fruit.
主耶稣告诉我们，每一棵树都必须要结果子。
You are just like a tree.
因为我们就好像这些树。
Given a piece of land.
给了我们这块土地。
And why Jesus put you there?
为什么主耶稣把你放在这个土地上呢？
Because Jesus wants fruit from you.
因为主耶稣要从你那边，对不起，主耶稣要从你那边得到果子。
If you fail to bear fruit,
如果我们不能够结果子，
then you waste the land that is given to you.
我们就白占了这个赐给我们的土地了。
God will not be happy.
那神就会不喜悦。
So we have to bear fruit.
所以我们必须要结果子。
But before we can talk about bear fruit.
那在还没有讲结果子之前，
we have to talk about take root downwards.
我们先要讲往下扎根。
Root is invisible, at least it's buried underground.
这个根呢是我们看不到的，因为它埋在这个土地下。
Fruit is everybody can see.
而果子呢是每个人都可以看得到的。
Everybody likes fruit, but nobody likes roots.
每个人都喜欢树上的果子，却没有人喜欢树底下的根。
But without roots, there will be no fruits.
可是如果没有树下的根，却不可能有树上的果子。
So root taking root is the first step.
所以往下扎根是第一步。
Root and the fruits all being bear on the upward.
因为这些果子都已经结在上面了。
But roots always go downwards.
那根呢，永远都是往下去的。
It's different direction.
所以这两者呢是往不同的方向去发展的。
Sometimes we like to focusing on bearing fruits.
当然我们都喜欢把这个集中力放在这个长结果子上。
We like to focus on the things that people see.
我们都通常都会注意那些人可以看到的事情。
What I do in the church, what other people see me.
我在教会里面所做的让别人可以看得到的。
What I behave in front of other people.
我在别人面前的表现让人可以看得到的。
Yes, those are fruit, those are important.
这些果子是重要的。
But if you focus on fruit, you never get fruit.
但是如果我们只是把集中力放在这个果子上呢，却得不到果子的。
But if you first focusing on taking roots, and sooner or later you bear fruit.
可是如果我们注重那个根 那就会有这个果子结出来
了。Let's turn to Psalm chapter 11.
我们看这个诗篇第十一篇。
Psalm chapter 11.
诗篇第十一篇。
Verse 3.
第三节。
Psalm 11, verse 3.
诗篇第十一篇第三节。诗篇十一篇第三节。根基若毁坏，一人还能做什么呢？
You tell us if the foundation or the roots are destroyed, then what can we do?
那如果我们的根基都已经毁坏了，我们还能够做什么呢？
Just like a tree, why the leaf will dry?
那就好像一棵树，那个叶子就会枯干。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because the roots already spoiled.
因为那个根已经坏了。
Maybe too much water, so it's already spoiled.
很可能我们放太多的水浇太多的水，所以那个根坏了。
Or the diseases, the roots spoil.
或者是树有病，所以那个根坏了。
So when the roots spoil, then the whole plant will destroy.
所以如果当一个树根坏了以后，那整棵树将会毁坏。
So the Bible tells us first we should take root downwards.
所以圣经告诉我们，第一步必须要往下扎根。
What does it mean?
这告诉我们什么呢
？First, it means that we should take root.In the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ,
就是我们第一点就必须要在主耶稣基督的真理上扎根。
Let's turn to the book of Ephesians, chapter 4, verse 11.
我们看以弗所书第四章第十一节。
Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11.
以弗所书第四章第十一节。对不起，以弗所书四章十一节第十一节，他所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的。有牧师和教师。
Continue.
第十二节，为要成全圣徒，各尽其职，建立基督的身体。
Continue.
第十三节，只等到我们众人在正道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督成长的身量。
Verse 14.
第十四节，十四节使我们不再做小孩子，中了人的诡计和欺骗的法术。被一切异教之风摇动，飘来飘去，就随从各样的异端。
Here the Bible tells us how can the body of Christ grow.
这里圣经告诉我们，一个基督的身体应当如何的长大。
In the church, Lord Jesus Christ gives different gifts to everybody.
在教会里面，主耶稣赐给每一个人有不同的恩赐。
There are apostles, there are prophets, there are preachers, there are pastors, there are teachers.
有使徒，有先知，有教师，也有牧师。
So just like in our church, we have different minister, different workers, different kind of gift.
就好像在我们教会里面，我们有不同的工人，不同的长职，还有每个人有不同的恩赐。
So when these all that perform together, work together, then the body of Christ will grow.
当这一切所有的都能够联合在一起的时候，这个身体呢就能够增长了。
But what does it mean to grow?
那成长是什么意思呢
？To grow, have to have a basic.
那成长必须要有一个基本的要求。
That is verse 13. You have to unite in the truth.
第十三节就是要在真理上同归于一。
You cannot just say, "Oh, many the more people, the better." But I change the Bible. I change the truth.
不能够说我们教会越多人越好，可是我们却改变这个真理。
You change the name, you change the doctrine. Many people will come.
我们把名字改掉，我们把我们的真理改一下，就很多人可以来了。
In the past, there was one places.
在过去有一个地方。
They think that our church name, True Jesus Church, this name is too offensive.
他们认为我们这个教会的名字，真耶稣教会太过让别人听了很刺耳。
They think that okay, maybe we take away the name True, that's less offensive, and people will come.
那很可能我们把这个真字拿走，只是说耶稣教会这样子会让吸引更多人来。
Or they make the signboard of our church even smaller, so people won't see, less offensive.
或者在我们那个外面那个牌那边名牌那边，把那个真字写的小小的，让别人不可以看到。
You can't do that.
我们不可以这样子做。
Truth is the truth.
真理就是真理。
You don't change it just for the sake of more people will come to our church.
我们不必要改变真理，让更多人来我们教会。
By the end time, many people will be tempted to change the doctrine.
那在末世的时代，将会有更多人会尝试要改变这个教会的真理。
So that's why in the end time, true church believer, we have to take root in the truth.
所以在末世的时候，真耶稣教会的信徒更加要往下扎根，在真理上扎根。第十四节
，Tell us, if you have no root, then you will be swayed here and there, back and forth by false teaching, heresy, and extremes.
第十四节这里告诉我们，如果我们没有把根扎好呢，我们会被一切的异教之风啊来摇动，飘来飘去。
Brother and sister, you are in True Jesus Church.
弟兄姐妹们，你在真耶稣教会里面。
But do you know what's the difference between True Jesus Church and other denominations?
那你是否知道真耶稣教会跟其他的教派有什么分别吗？
You've been here how long, brother and sister?
弟兄姐妹们，你在真教会多久呢？
You ask yourself, if your friend from other church asks you, well, what is the difference between your church and the other church?
那你这样子质问一下，如果有朋友问你真耶稣教会跟其他教会有什么分别的时候，
can you answer?
你能够回答吗？
Can you explain why your church is different than another church?
你可以向别人解释为什么你的教会跟别人的教会有不一样吗？
People will say every church believes in Jesus. We believe in the same Bible.
那人家会对你说，每一个人都是相信耶稣的，每个人都是用同一本圣经的。
Then why you emphasize you are different?
为什么你却要常常强调你的不同呢？
Are you able to explain to them why we need to keep Sabbath instead of Sunday?
我们是否能够向别人解释我们不守这个星期日却守安息日的理由吗？
Can you explain to them Holy Spirit?
我们可以向别人解释圣灵是什么吗？
Can you explain about the Holy Communion?
我们可以向别人解释关于我们这个圣餐礼吗？
About the water baptism?
或者是我们的洗礼？
About the foot washing?
或者我们的洗脚礼？
Are you able to explain?
我们是否能够向别人解释这一切呢？
If you don't even know the basic,
如果我们连这些基本都不知道，
and sometimes when people say, "Oh, our church have activities, we have badminton class or cooking class, maybe you can come to join us."
那人家可能会对你说，我们的教会有这些羽毛球班，这些烹饪班，你可以来参加。
Oh, you live so far away. Why you drive half an hour to go to Sunrise Avenue, right? We are in the north. We have big church.
我们在北部有这个大教会，你不需要开车那么远去到这个Sunrise这么远半个小时。
If we have no root, we'll be changed very easily.
如果我们没有扎根，那我们就很容易被别人所摇动
了。But some tree, you know, they are more than 100 years old.
有些树他们已经上了百年。
Wow, they're so big.
是很大棵树。
But why they can weather so many storms?
为什么这些树却能够经历这么多的风雨呢？
And never fall.
而且也没倒下来呢。
Because the root is even deeper than how they look.
因为他们的根已经扎得很深。
Very spread out.
而且也扩得很大。
Very deep.
而且往下扎得很深。
So nothing can move them.
所以没有任何事情可以摇动这些树。
Because they truly know what they believe in.
因为他们真的知道他们所相信的是什么。
Just like the members.
就好像我们的信徒一样。
Recently I received some information.
最近我得到了一些消息。
In Singapore, the church when they train the new church board member.
那在新加坡，他们刚有新的这个职务会。
And then they provide them training.
他们有给这个训练。
But usually, when you think about training, always we think about is what kind of work they should do, what is the different department, what is the duty, and all that kind of thing, right?
当我们谈到训练的时候，我们常常都会想到说，他们要做什么工作，在哪一个部门要担任做什么事情。
But this time, this year, they do not train workers like that.
可是今年呢，他们的教会却没有这样子去训练他们的职会。
No, in Singapore, all the youth, all the adults, all the workers, they are very, very dedicated. They are very successful even in society.
在新加坡的弟兄姐妹们，他们都非常的对教会非常的专心，而且在社会上也非常的成功。
You don't have to teach them about management.
我们不需要教导他们什么是管理。
You don't have to teach them about how to conduct a meeting.
我们也不需要教导那边的弟兄姐妹们怎么样去开会。
You don't have to teach them how to carry out the departmental duties.
也不用告诉他们这个行政管理一个部门的行政管理是怎么样行的。
But what did the church train them?
可是教会在训练他们是训练什么呢
？Basic doctrine.
训练他们这个基本的教义。
Because nowadays the time has come.
因为现在这个时候要到了。
Some workers they got influenced by the world.
有些信徒他们
工人
对有些工人他们被这个世界所影响。
They even don't agree totally about basic doctrine.
他们不完全的认可我们这个基本的教义。
For example, Holy Spirit.
就比如说圣灵。
Traditionally, according to the Bible, what we know is you have to speak in tongues. It's the proof of receiving the Holy Spirit.
传统上来说，根据圣经，我们所认识的就是要领受圣灵，就必须要讲这个方言，这个灵言。
This is the proof. This is the only evidence.
这是唯一得圣灵的一个证明。
From day one, TJC, this is from the Bible, believe like this.
从正耶稣教会有的第一天开始到现在，我们就是这样子相信。
Nowadays, some people they doubt
现在有些人他们却开始怀疑。
They doubt that. Oh, why do you emphasize this? Other people are so good. Why can you say they don't have Holy Spirit?
他们这样子怀疑说，有些人已经他们人品那么好，为什么我们现在却这样子来说他们是没有圣灵呢
？This is human logic.
这就是用人的逻辑去思想。
That is not something from the Bible.
不是从圣经里面拿出来的。
So that's why the church board training there focus on the basic doctrine.
所以在那边的植物会的训练就是我们的基本教义。
Oh, one true God.
这个独一神论。
Only God is the only one.
只有一个神，只有这神才是独一的真神。
Only God is self-existing and self-everlasting.
只有神是自有拥有永远长存的神。
No other things which can compare to God.
没有任何的其他东西可以跟神做比较。
So all this basic doctrine, share with the workers.
所以这些基本的教育都必须跟工人分享。
Now, when all these workers agree that okay, we understand this basic doctrine.
当所有的工人他们都同意也明白这个基本教育。
And then they can work together, no problem.
他们就可以同工一起工作，没有问题了。
The concept will be together.
最主要是他们有这个同心合一的心。
And then the church, the body of Christ, will grow.
那么这个教会这个神的身体呢就会成长。
So at the end time, the most important thing for us TJC member is to root it in the truth.
所以在这个末世的时候，我们真耶稣教会的信徒最主要的就是在真理上扎根。
So that nobody can sway, can change us.
直到没有人可以使我们摇动，没有人可以改变我们。
We should not think that oh, basic doctrine is for new member who want to get baptized. You know, I baptized in 30 years already.
我们不应当这样子说这些基本教育是给那些新受洗的信徒的。我已经受洗三十年了，我不需要知道了。
The more we come to the end time, the more we have to focus on basic doctrine.
那我们越靠近这个末世，我们就越更加注意这个基本的教育。
We have to root it in the truth.
在真理上要扎根。
Secondly, we have to root it in Jesus' love.
第二，我们要在主耶稣基督的爱上扎根。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
我们看以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3, verse 16.
第十六节。
Ephesians 3:16.
以弗所书第三章第十六节，十六节，求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
Verse 17.
第十七节。使基督因你们的信住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
Paul always pray for the members' faith to grow.
保罗常常这样子向神祈求，好让信徒的信心能够增长。
Paul didn't pray that God bless their business or help them to live a long life.
保罗没有向神祈求神祝福他们的生意，或者是让他们长寿。
Paul pray that every member the faith will grow so that they have strength of the inner man.
保罗常常这样子祈求，叫他们的信心能够增长，让他们内心有力量。
The strength of the inner man is more important than the strength of the outer man.
我们内心的力量是比我们这外在的力量更加的重要。
You may be very muscular. I mean, you may go to gym 3-4 times a week.
很可能你一个星期去做这个运动三四次，非常的有肌肉非常的完美。
If your inner spiritual man is very weak, you cannot endure any temptation or challenges.
如果我们内心是非常的软弱，我们就不能够抵挡一切的诱惑或者是患难。
So, how can we be strong?
我们如何能够刚强起来呢？
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Paul pray that Christ, because of the faith, will dwell in their hearts and they make their love have roots and foundation.
十七节，保罗这样子说：使基督因你们的信。住在你们心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基。
The only way that we can remain strong in Christ,
唯一能够在基督里面刚强的
is to understand God's love.
就是明白神的爱。
If we don't understand God's love,
如果我们不能够明白神的爱
we only rely on human's love.
我们只依靠这个人的爱。
You never stay long in the church.
我们不可能在教里面待得久。
If you come to the church just because, you know, people are in this church are quite nice to me, so I come.
如果我们来教会只是因为觉得教会里面的人对我都蛮好的，所以我来。
Then one day if people no more nice to you, doesn't mean that you don't come.
那如果有一天当这些人对你不是那么好的时候，是否就是你不来的时候呢？
Or maybe misunderstanding or problem.
或者有时候我们有一些误会，有一些不了解。
And then they will not come.
那可能这些人就停止来教会。
But if your root is on Lord Jesus Christ,
如果我们的根是扎在主耶稣基督身上
，You come here not because of anyone.
我们来教会不是因为任何的人
，not even because of the preacher or deacons，
也不是因为传道或者是执事
，not even my spouse，
也不是因为我的另一半
，not even your parents，
也不是因为我的父母。
If you come, if you realize that you come because you love Jesus，
我们今天来教会，如果我们明白，我们来教会是因为明白耶稣基督的爱
，because Jesus loved me，
因为耶稣基督爱我
，and then this roots will never shake。
那这样子的根就永远不会摇动。
Because Paul said, "Who can change? Who can separate me from the love of Christ?"
因为保罗说，谁能够让我与基督的爱隔绝呢
？Just like you have a child,
就好像一个小孩子。
You love him so much.
如果我们爱这个小孩
，Who can separate the love from the child?
那谁能够让小孩跟他的父母隔绝呢
？The more the wind, the more the snow blow, the more you hold tight your baby.
那风越大，雪越大，那父母就更加紧紧地抱住他的孩子。
That is true love.
这才是真爱。
So Paul said, "I want your love to be rooted in Christ Jesus."
所以保罗说，我们要在耶稣基督你们的爱有根有基。
Then you never leave.
我们就永远不会摇动。
Because in Christ we have everything.
因为在基督里面，我们就会有一切。
But sometimes here that says the love have to have root and foundation. What does it mean?
这里说这些爱是要有根有基的，是什么意思呢
？Love is not just plain talk.
爱不只是口头上讲而已。
It's not the worldly expression of love.
也不是世界上那种对爱的那种宣誓。
Love have to be based on the truth.
那我们的爱呢，应当是有用真理作为根基的。
If not according to the truth, that's not even love.
如果没有不是在真理上的爱。在真理上的爱，那就不是真的爱。
For example, in the society, many people nowadays, they divorce their wife or their husband, they love another person.
比如说现在的社会，他们以他们的另一半离婚，然后就去爱别另一个人。
They say, "We married for so long, already there's no love there, but I met somebody outside. So, okay, we bye-bye, divorce, and then I find my new love."
那我跟这个人结婚了很多年，可是现在发现我们的爱已经没有了。那我找到了新的爱，那就再见，我要去跟我的新爱一起了。
That is not even love.
这样子的爱并不是爱。
This is called lust, but it's not called love.
这种叫做欲而不是爱。
Love have the truth as a foundation.
所以爱是有真理，是有根基的。
Love never change.
因为爱是不会改变的。
Love always faithful.
因为爱是永远
信实的。
信实的。
So love have to have foundation of Lord Jesus Christ.
所以爱必须要在基督耶稣基督上有根基的。
So even in our church it's the same.
在教会里面也是一样。
Even though we talk about love,
虽然我们谈爱
，but we also have the truth.
我们也必须要有真理。
We cannot say because of love, okay, so that let him do whatever he wants, right?
我们也不能够说因为我有爱，所以让你随
想做什么都可以，
随心所欲要做什么都可以。
Love have to have based on truth.
我们的爱必须要用真理作为根基。
If this thing is not according to the truth, you have to correct it. You have to warn it. You have to change it.
如果有某些作为、有些行动是不根据真理的，我们就必须要改正它。
You cannot say just because of love. No, don't talk about this.
我们不能够因为说因为爱，所以我们不要谈、不要管。
Love have to have foundation.
所以爱是要有根基的。
Thirdly,
第三点。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我们看马太福音第。七章
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24
第二十四节
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24
马太福音第七章第二十四节马太福音七章二十四节所以凡听见我这话就去行的好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上
verse 25
二十五节雨淋水冲风吹撞着那房子总不倒塌因为根基立在磐石上
Here there was Jesus said there are two kinds of foundation.
耶稣这里告诉我们有两种根基
Just like two kinds of roots.
就好像有两种这个树根一样
So the first kind of foundation is you build a house on the rock.
那第一种根基呢，就是把房子建在这个磐石上
You know, this few weeks or this winter in Toronto is really, really miserable. All the windstorm, ice storms, everything, flood. But our house never crumble, right?
在过去几个星期里面，在多伦多的天气实在是非常恶劣，就这个暴风雪，可是我们的没有人的房子倒塌。
Why our house never collapse?
为什么我们的房子没有倒塌
？Because it have the good foundation.
因为我们的房子都有好的根基。
So even the rain come, the wind come, the blow, the house will not collapse.
虽然有这些风风雨雨，可是我们的房子还是 风风雪雪，我们的房子还是能够站立得稳。
Oh, what does it mean?
是什么意思呢
？Jesus also already tell us.
耶稣基督已经告诉我们了。
If you have roots, that means you listen to God's word and to put them into practice.
因为如果我们听了神的话啊，然后去行的
，and then we have the true roots.
我们就是有这个真的啊。这个根基了。
What is the problem of us facing today?
今天我们所面对的问题是什么呢
？Our problem is not we don't know the truth.
我们的问题并不是我们不知道这个真理。
You know, sometimes how many sermons do we listen every week?
一个星期我们听了多少场道理
？If we come on Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and almost four sermons.
如果我们星期三有来教会，星期五也有来教会，那一个星期最少听四堂啊道理。
One year, 52 weeks.
那一年有52个星期。
So that means if you come almost every sermon, that means 200 sermons every year.
如果我们每一年每一堂聚会都有到来，那就说一年我们听了200多堂的道理。
10 years, 2,000 sermons.
那十年就2000多堂的道理。
Wow, it covers almost everything in the Bible.
差不多就涵盖了圣经里面所有的东西。
But the problem is, how much do we put into practice?
可是问题是。有多少我们所听的，我们能够行出来呢
？For example, when we hear the teaching say, "Oh, we should have good temper and control our tongue. Don't blow up and don't lose our temper and don't say bad things."
比如说，我们会听到说，教导我们要有好的脾气，不要要控制自己的舌头，不要讲不好的东西。
But when we go home and something irritating us, immediately we blow up.
可是我们回家，当有人让我们生气的时候，我们即刻就发脾气了。
We learn about we have to be good to our parents, honor our parents.
我们学习要尊敬我们的父母。
But sometimes we lose patience with them.
可是有时我们对他们却毫无耐心。
We talk about we have to be humble.
我们说我们要学习谦卑。
But sometimes we just cannot control our pride in our hearts.
可是很多时候我们却不能够控制我们自己内心的骄傲。
So did Jesus tell us?
所以耶稣告诉我们。
Why our faith sometimes is shaky?
为什么我们的信仰是摇动的呢
？Because we never fail, we never really successful in implementing the teaching in our life.
因为我们没有真正的把所学习的教训都行在我们的生活上。
But if we really make an effort every day, pray for our change.
如果我们真的付出努力，每天祷告，要求我们我们的改变
，will be better.
我们肯定会变得更好。
And the foundation will be on, will be more firm.
那我们这个根基就会立得更稳。
Then how we should bear fruits?
那再谈到这个结果子。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 17.
我们看耶利米书第十七章。
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 8.
耶利米书十七章第八节。
Jeremiah 17 verse 7 to 8.
第七和第八节。耶利米书十七章第七和第八节。第七节。依靠耶和华，以耶和华为可靠的，那人有福了。第八节，他必像树栽于水旁，在河边扎根，炎热来到，并不惧怕，叶子仍必青翠，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不迟。
Here tell us the people who trusted, rely on the law, they are so blessed.
这里告诉我们那些依靠耶和华的他们是多么的有福。
Yeah, just like the tree planted beside the water.
他们就好像这个树在这个水旁。
Even though the weather is very hot.
虽然天气那么的炎热。
The hotter the weather, the more water it draws from the roots to the tree.
那天气更加的炎热，就能够从这个河边那边吸取更多的水。
And then the spiritual life will become even more abundant.
那这个属灵的生命就会更加的丰盛。
So we talk about bear fruit.
那我们谈到结果子
，It's not that you want to bear fruit, you can bear fruit.
并不是说你要结果子就能够结果子。
By ourselves, we'll never be able to bear fruit.
因为依靠我们自己本身是不可能结果子的。
Even to make determination every year.
虽然我们每一年都下了决心。
And after one month, we'll go back to the same.
那一个月以后，我们还是那个旧人。
But how can we bear fruit?
我们如何结果子呢
？He tells us you should be planted beside the water.
这里告诉我们必须要在于水旁。
The water refers to the Holy Spirit.
这个水呢，是指着圣灵所说的。
If we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们被圣灵所充满
，we have the roots.
我们有这个根。
Naturally, you will bear fruit.
我们很自然的就能够结果子。
So what kind of fruit we have to bear?
我们要结什么样的果子呢
？Let's turn to Galatians.
我们看加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 5.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
加太书第五章第二十二节。
Galatians 5:22.
加太书五章二十二节，二十二节，圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实。
23.
二十三节，温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
First, we have to bear the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
第一，我们必须要结出圣灵的果子。
Here, did not say the fruit, but rather it's a singular, it's fruit of the Holy Spirit.
这里没有说很多种果子，却是一个单数，就是说圣灵的果子。
What does that mean?
是什么意思呢？
Even though it seems all these are different kind of virtues.
虽然有各种不同的表现，好表现。
But actually, they are not different.
可是他们都不是分别的，不一样的。
They are from the same root.
都是同一个根。
They are from the same tree.
从同一个根，同一棵树而来的。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit,
如果我们被圣灵充满
，automatically, you all this character will be demonstrated in your life.
很自然的，这些所有的这种这样子的好表现，都能够在我们生活上表现出来。
For example, love.
比如说爱。
God is love.
神就是爱。
If you fill with God's Spirit, you will have love. You don't have to force yourself to have love every day.
如果我们被神的圣灵充满，我们自然的就会有爱，不需要逼自己把爱显示出来。
Love cannot be taught. Love cannot be forced.
因为爱是不能够被教导，爱也不能够逼出来的。
Of course, we can be motivated or we can learn from others, but they cannot last long.
当然，我们可以从别人身上学习或者是被激励，可是这样子的方式是不能够长远。
Because in order to have love, you have to sacrifice yourself.
因为爱就是代要有爱，就代表着我们必须要牺牲。
For example, if you want to drive a truth seeker or a member in this kind of stormy weather, you have to take longer distance. You have to spend gas.
比如说，在这样子的天气，如果我们要载送信徒或者是慕道者，我们要走长远的路，或者是要花更多的汽油。
No, in our mind, no, human beings are selfish.
我们的脑海里面，人类永远都是自私的。
Doing all these things is contrary to our own selfish instinct.
因为我们如果做这些事情，就跟我们这个自私的那个天性违反了。
Okay, to spend too much time, so much effort.
要花那么多的时间，那么多的精力。
But if you are filled with God's Spirit,
如果我们是充满神的爱
，When you think about a truth seeker or a member,
我们如果想到说一个慕道者或者是一个教会的信徒
they don't have cars.
他们没有车
they cannot come church.
他们不能够来到教会。
Taking bus in this winter is very terrible.
那在这样子的天气搭这个巴士是非常的困难的。
I have a car.
我有车。
Or maybe I just spend an extra 30 minutes and can drop them off in the church.
那我可以就是花多30分钟就可以把它载到教会了。
And this is love.
这就是爱。
If you are filled with God's Spirit, you will have no struggle in your heart to do this.
如果我们心里面充满神的圣灵，那做这些事情心里面就根本不会有任何的挣扎。
If you don't have love in the heart, you'll calculate how much time I have to get up earlier.
如果我们没有爱，我们就会去计算我一天要早起来多少时间。
How much gas I have to spend every week just extra for that present?
每一个礼拜我要花多少的车油，多少的钱
？How much sacrifice of my sleep?
那我要牺牲我的睡眠多少
？Of course, it'll be struggle.
那心里面就非常挣扎了。
But if we have love, you will not even think.
如果我们有爱，我们不会去想这些事情。
So that when we feel the Holy Spirit, the love will be there.
所以当我们被圣灵充满以后这个爱就会在我们心里面了。
Care about brother and sister.
我们会关心弟兄姐妹。
For example, here tell us.
比如说这里告诉我们。
Joy.
会有这个喜乐。
If you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you will have joy.
如果我们被圣灵充满，我们就会有喜乐。
Now, how can we be happy?
我们如何能够喜乐呢？
Sometimes people are not very happy.
有很多时候，有些人他们就不喜乐。
Sometimes we have everything, but we are not very happy. We are not very joyful.
我们可能拥有了一切，可是心里面却不喜乐。
Wake up, you think about your job again.
一大早起来就想到工作。
And then you think about the traffic.
想到这个交通。
And then you think about the work stress.
想到这个工作上的那些压力。
And you go home, I look at your family.
回家看到家人。
So much complaint.
这么多的投诉。
Sometimes we have everything, but we are not happy.
所以有时我们拥有了一切，可是我们却不高兴。
And people want to buy more things to make them happy.
很多人会买更多东西 好让自己能够更快乐。
But at the end, we are not even happy.
可是到后来呢，却不快乐。
But when we are filled with the Holy Spirit,
但是如果我们被圣灵所充满
，you'll be very joyful every day.
每一天我们都会很喜乐。
When you come to church, you feel joyful.
我们来到教会，我们会觉得非常喜乐。
When we pray, have a deep prayer, you feel joyful.
如果我们祷告，能够深入的祷告，我们就有这个喜乐。
When you have fellowship with brother and sister, talk about God, talk about truth, talk about testimony, you'll be so joyful.
如果我们跟弟兄姐妹们团契。谈论神，谈论见证，我们是多么的喜乐。
So the point is, if we are filled with the Holy Spirit, all this character will automatically come into our life.
所以很简单的，只要圣灵充满我们，这一些所有的圣灵的表现就很自然的在我们生活上表现出来。
And it is possible to change.
而且也是可以改变的。
Sometimes we think it's so hard to change myself.
有时候我们觉得很难改变自己。
Yes, indeed, it's very hard.
实在的也是非常困难。
If we want to change ourselves, it's almost impossible.
其实要改变一个人可以说是不可能的事情。
But God can change ourselves.
可是神却能够改变我们。
Just like Moses.
就好像摩西。
He has a very short temper when he was young.
在摩西年轻的时候，他是一个脾气暴躁的人。
Even fight with people and kill people easily.
他很容易的就跟人家打架或者是杀人。
He just fight with the Egyptian and kill him with one blow.He fight with the Egyptian and kill him with one blow.
他就跟一个埃及人打架，然后就把他杀死。
So short temper.
他的脾气多么的暴躁。
But God changed him.
可是神改变了他。
Very gentle.
变成是一个非常温柔的人。
In his old age, very peaceful, very gentle.
在他年老的时候，是一个非常和祥温柔的人。
So if you want to bear fruit, the first thing is work on my character.
所以如果我们要结果子，第一件所要做的事情就是在自己的心情上要下努力。
Don't just think, what can I do?
不要只是一直在想我能够做什么。
What can I show people?
我能够在别人面前显示什么。
The most important thing God wants is our character.
而神最主要的就是我们的这个个性。
Make our character become the character of the Holy Spirit.
让我们的这个个性，这个表现是圣灵所要的表现。
So you have peace.
直到我们有和平。
We like to make peace with people.
我们要跟人和平相处。
We have perseverance.
我们有忍耐的心。
No complaint in life. We can persevere.
对生活没有常常投诉。我们有忍耐。
We have kindness.
我们有这个恩慈良善。
Kind to people.
对人非常的良善。
When we are driving, be kind to people. Don't just give the horn off every moment.
我们在开车的时候要对其他人要良善。善良，不要一直的只是想这个彻底。
Faithful，
要信实。
Keep our promise。
我们要持守我们答应别人。
Because God is faithful。
答应别人所要做的事情，因为神对我们是信实的。
Gentleness，
要温柔。
Be gentle to people。
对人要温柔。
Even if you want to talk, you want to make a point, do it gently。
虽然我们要把某一个观点要让别人知道，我们也可以用很温柔的方式说出来。
Gentle when you are talking to people。
要温柔的跟别人说话。
Sometimes maybe you argue or dispute with your spouse, but be gentle. Even though you're gentle, you can make a point. And usually gentleness can win.
有时候我们跟我们的另一半要争论，要把某一个观点让对方了解，可是我们要用温柔的方式，因为通常就是温柔的人能够把观点让别人明白。
If you're loud, you lose.
如果我们大声说话，很可能就会失败。
If you're gentle, you win.
如果我们温柔，我们最终会会赢。
Bible tells us gentleness can even break the gentle tongue can break the bones.
因为温柔的石头，
可以折断骨头啊。
可以折断骨头。
And then self-control.
还有要节制。
We have to control ourselves.
我们要懂得自我节制。
You love to watch TV.
我们喜欢看电视。
You love to go online.
我们喜欢上网。
You go to go on Facebook.
喜欢看 Facebook.
But you have to control yourself.
可是我们要懂得控制自己。
You cannot spend most of the time doing it.
不能够花所有的时间，大部分的时间做这些事情。
Whatever we do, we must have control.
所以，无论我们做任何的事情，我们都要有节制。
So when we bear fruit,
所以让我们能够结出果子。
We have to seek to bear this kind of fruit.
我们要寻求这样子的果子。
Pray that Holy Spirit will help us to become a better person.
我们祈求圣灵帮助我们成为一个更好的人。
And then we will not waste the ground that God has given to us.
那就不会。浪费了神赐给我们这个土地。
Let's sing hymn together.
我们一起唱诗。
348
首。